Chapter 25. Are you going to fucking shed out or what? Growled Wayne, gesturing impatiently at the joint in Marcel's hand. You blood, said Marcel. He took a hurried pull on the joint and then handed it over to Wayne. Wayne continued to operate his controller with his left thumb, as he took the joint with his right hand and took a long drag. Three enemy soldiers died in a hail of bullets as he handed the joint back to Marcel. Marcel was playing with the iPhone they had taken from the stupid bitch in the park. The Apple Watch was on Wayne's wrist. He had synced it to his own iPhone, but he was starting to think that he had gotten the shitty end of the stick. The phone was worth two or three times the watch, and Wayne had been the first to spot the girl. He was the one who suggested they should roll her, but then she had caught them by surprise by approaching them. Silly bitch. What sort of mug finds an iPhone and an Apple Watch and then fucking gives them away? He took a quick look over at Marcel, who was texting like a schoolgirl. Wayne already had an iPhone 8, but the one the girl had given them was an iPhone X Max with 512 gigabytes of memory. Marcel held up the phone. He grinned.
Excuse me, have you lost a phone?
He said, mimicking the girl in a sing-song voice.
What was that bitch thinking?
He took another pull on the joint.
You know, we should have rolled the bitch. She'd have taken her own phone and her money.
Then the cops would have been involved in all that shit, said Wayne. This way, we got the phone and the watch, and there's no comeback.
There was a metallic click in the hallway, and Wayne frowned.
What the fuck was that?
The radiator, said Marcel. It's always kicking off these days.
There was a second click, slightly louder this time.
Don't sound like the radiator, said Wayne.
He paused the game and looked over at the door. It led to a narrow hallway. The kitchen was to the right, the stairs and front door to the left. He was pretty sure the sound had come from the left.
Chill, bruv, the cops will knock, they always do,
said Marcel. There was a third click and then a scraping sound, and Marcel frowned.
The fuck?
He said, putting the phone down on the coffee table. He reached behind a cushion and pulled out a large machete, then got to his feet. Wayne dropped the controller and bent down. There was a machete under his armchair and he grabbed it. As he got to his feet, he heard a padding footfall in the hallway. It couldn't have been the cops. Like Marcel had said, they would have announced their presence, and if the door wasn't opened, they would have kicked it down. And if they had broken in, they would have come charging down the hall, waving their guns and screaming, "I'm police!" at the tops of their voices. A floorboard squeaked. The only drugs in the house was their stash of weed and a few tablets of ecstasy they used to get girls in the mood. They had cash, and in the attic there was a trunk full of valuables they had still to fence. There were several gangs in the area who were stupid enough to think that the house was worth turning over. But if gangbangers were going to break in, they would have probably come in through a window in the middle of the night, not through the front door in the early evening. Marcel looked over at Wayne, his forehead creased into a frown.
The fuck?
He repeated. Wayne raised the machete and stepped towards the door. If they wanted a fight, they'd fucking well have one. Marcel did the same. There was another wooden squeak, followed by a muffled whisper. Wayne's heart was pounding now. There was definitely someone in the hallway, maybe two people. He gripped the handle of the machete and gritted his teeth as he took another step forward. He stopped short when a figure appeared in the doorway. The man was white, and that surprised him because all the local gangbangers were black or Asian. The man was a few inches shorter than Wayne, built like a weightlifter, with wide shoulders and a narrow waist. He was wearing a black bomber jacket and what looked like Versace jeans and Timberland boots. In his hand was a gun with a sort of silencer you only saw in movies. Wayne frowned. Was he a cop? There was no badge that he could see, and the man wasn't identifying himself, just standing there and staring at them with blank eyes. A second man moved into view, taller, thinner, with his blonde hair tied back in the sort of tiny ponytail you only saw on sad middle-aged men who wanted to look young and hip. He also had a gun with a silencer. Wayne's frown deepened. The cops didn't use silencers. He opened his mouth to speak, but as he did, Marcel rushed towards them, his machete held high. The bald man's face remained impassive as he pointed his gun at Marcel's face and pulled the trigger twice. The gun made a loud popping sound, and the back of Marcel's skull exploded in a shower of blood, brain matter and bone fragments that sprayed across the sofa. Some of it splattered across Wayne's face, and he flinched. The machete was above his head, and he drew it back, ready to charge. But the bald man was already swinging the gun towards him. Wayne felt his stomach turn over as he realized what was about to happen, and that there was nothing, absolutely nothing, he could do to stop it. He took a step forward and began to bring the machete down, but the bald man had all the time in the world to point the gun at Wayne's chest and pull the trigger. The last thing he saw was the cold blankness of the man's eyes, and then there was the sound of a balloon popping, and everything went black.